Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We will take your calls about anything you want. We've been doing a little digging during the news break there, looking around further at these gun statistics, and we've got a little bit more detail for you on that. We were talking about the comparison between New York State and New Hampshire, two very different states when it comes to gun ownership rules and regulations.
Yes.
New Hampshire, one of the freest states. New York, probably not so much. And there seemed to be a discrepancy, and I think we might have figured it out. The discrepancy being that, at least on the peace chart over at visionofhumanity.org, New Hampshire ranks as a solid number 3 on that chart of the most peaceful states. New York, number 30. Or 31, I think it was. And so it's like a gulf of a distance between the two states. So how is it that New Hampshire has a greater gun crime per 1,000 people? Well, that was, I think, the difference was I was looking at homicide statistics, and your statistic was gun crime or gun-related deaths.
Gun-related deaths.
So not even crime, so just gun-related deaths, which I speculated, and I said, well, that could be somebody putting a gun in their own mouth. And then you went and found something that kind of backs that up.
I found a statistic, and this is a very old statistic from 1996.
Mm-hmm.
I tried finding something newer, but in the limited amount of time, this is the best I have. In 1996, there were 13 murders with a firearm in the state of New Hampshire. There were 83 suicides
oh, wow.
by firearm in the state of New Hampshire. And there was one other, I'm guessing that's accidental death
mm-hmm.
by firearm. So a total of 97, which breaks down to 8.01 gun-related deaths per 100,000 in New Hampshire. New York State, on the other hand, had 892 murders
mm-hmm.
with firearm. And they had 488 suicides, 38, I guess, accidental, 10 so, something else.
So New Hampshire has a much greater ratio of suicides than it does actual yes. murders.
Yes. And in 1996, New York had a 8.48 per 100,000 gun death rate.
So it was 8 for New Hampshire and 8.4?
Yes.
So when you actually, I was looking at the global peace chart here to kind of confirm these numbers. Visionofhumanity.org, really useful charts and information. The homicide column shows in 1996 that New Hampshire had a 1.13 rating for homicide compared to New York, which was rated at 2.9. So almost three times the murder rate. According to this chart.
Yeah, and according to this chart, New Hampshire 1996 was 1.01 homicides by gun per 100,000. New York had 5.64.
Yeah, so that's a huge difference. I think we cleared that up to
yes.
some extent. But dig up the numbers yourself. Don't take our word for it. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Sam in Texas, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about the sun, the impact that that has on the Earth, and if we have time, how UFOs may even be connected into this equation.
Okay.
So currently, we're in solar cycle 24. That's part of a roughly 11-year cycle that's caused by the poles of the sun spinning at a different rate than the center. And this causes it to wind up, which results in visible sunspots, which you hear about. And those can grow, they can merge together, they can cause large filaments, which can result in eventually a CME or a coronal mass ejection, which you hear about, and those affect the Earth here by creating things
like
northern
lights. Is that a solar flare?
That is also a solar flare. I guess a solar flare is a softer CME. A CME is actually spitting out high-energy particles, whereas a solar flare is more like a burn-off, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. So in 1859, there was something called the Carentine event, which was an observed very large solar flare that a couple days later, when it hit the Earth, it caused fires in the telegraph offices. And the reason it does that is because when you string wires across the countryside, they act as a big collector antenna to zap that high energy down the line to the ends, which at one end is going to be your house where it could start fires. At the other end, it could be the transformers that it could melt down, which the experts say if that happens, you're looking at 2 years before something like that could be rebuilt. And the world would be, you know, a very different place after 2 weeks without electricity, at least here in the United States.
Sure.
So is that what the Mayans predicted would happen on December 21st of this year?
No. Let me just mention one way to kind of protect, a simple thing that people can do. You can protect any electronics from a flare like this or an EMP by putting it in a tight, airtight metal container.
So, now, wait. When is this supposed to happen?
Well, it could happen at any time. I mean, they happen regularly, but it would only be an extreme solar flare, like an X-class flare, that would have to be Earth-directed.
Because when you're saying that the last time somebody's house caught on fire due to this was in the 1800s?
Right, but actually scientists are really worried about solar cycle 24 because earlier this year they had an M-class flare that had a solar wind speed which was normally they're about 400 kilometers per hour. This one was 1,800. So it was incredibly fast. They were very surprised at the speed and the intensity of this thing. And so there's some strange things happening on the sun that, you know, I guess people should pay attention to.
If one of these things happens, how much time will we have to put all of our appliances in large metal crates?
8 minutes.
How long? Eight?
About 8 minutes. So here's the thing. The way you can do, it's real simple.
Keep all of the appliances constantly in a large metal box unless you plan on using the microwave?
No. What I've done is I've used something like a galvanized trash can. You can use a cookie tin for something smaller. And in my trash can, I have things like radios. I have LED flashlights as well as LED bulbs because if you're running on batteries, mostly you're going to want low power draw. I have a rechargeable battery charger. I have, various things like that, thumb drives, hard drives with pictures and music and audiobooks and things like that on it.
Now, why would the flare, if your concern is that the the power lines are going to act as an antenna to catch this radiation somehow, how will that affect something that's not connected to those lines?
Okay, so, you know, the power lines themselves will intensify the effect. They'll create this, you know, nice conduit that can carry a lot of current down the line, and it's going to blow things out. It's like a huge surge, that almost like a lightning strike. But like I had lightning strike pretty close to the house here, and I have two long Cat5 network cable runs, and it burn out a single port on the DSL router and a network card on the computer at the back of the house.
Lightning will do some damage for sure.
Runs.
For sure.
Because it just induced the current and burnt that out. So it can do the same thing, you know, in your modern cars if it's intense enough. I don't think that it would be, but, you know, certainly there's that possibility.
So you're going to tie this into UFOs? Is that
okay.
Right?
So this is where it gets to the Mayans. And earlier this year, the Mexican government released two tablets that are Maya artifacts. And on these, they show a picture of the sun, the moon, the earth, as well as flying saucers flying.
All right, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment, Sam, to explain the sunspots and or flares, rather, I guess, that somehow are going to be tied into UFOs, 21st, the Mayan calendar, 855-450-FREE. Get your galvanized trash cans ready. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight for you to bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc, where you can order his brand new book. You can also follow him in audio format as he does the Freedom Minute, which is a weekly newscast that you do on, a 5-minute-per-week basis. And you also read the news from copblock.org in the Police Accountability Report. Are both of those available over at fpp.cc? org?
Or
.cc, excuse me, fpp.cc.
The Freedom Minute is available on radio.fpp.cc.
Okay.
The Police Accountability Report is available from copblock.org.
Excellent. You should go there and get more of Daryl as we go back to the phones here in a moment. Want to first tell you about something that, whether the sun, we're going to talk to Sam more about his sunspots or solar flares idea and apparently how it ties into aliens here in a moment. Whether or not those events come to transpire, it's always a good idea to be prepared as far as, you know, natural disasters are concerned. I don't know about solar flares, but hurricanes are a realistic possibility, and blizzards and other natural, you know, disaster scenarios that it could be helpful to have some food around for. And the folks over at BuyEmergencyFoods.com can hook you up with GMO-free, 100% certified GMO-free, zero MSG, legacy premium freeze-dried storable food. And they're the only brand that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. You can go check out their charts where you will see, and go ahead, shop around, make sure. But you'll find out that the folks over at BuyEmergencyFoods.com have the best deal in the business, and it's quality food at the same time. So you're getting the best price for the amount of calories per day, which is over 2,000 per day calorie meals. You're going to get the best price and the best selection as well. They've got a huge variety. You can order a pallet full of food, or you can just order one tote full if you want, depending on what your budget is. So go and see for yourself and get yourself 5% off when you use coupon code FTL at buyemergencyfoods.com. That's coupon code FTL. Save 5% buyemergencyfoods.com. Let's go back to Sam in Texas. Now, Sam, you're saying that there's these 11-year solar cycles that could result in a dangerous level of solar flares, possibly shocking to death or doing some sort of electromagnetic disabling of various different electronic devices. And you have gotten a trash can that is a galvanized metal trash can that you've put certain devices in that you wish to protect. Why isn't this being reported widely? I mean, if you know, you're saying scientists are saying this, but if scientists, you know, a large amount of scientists were saying this, wouldn't it be getting better coverage? Like, hey, everybody, look out. Shouldn't galvanized metal trash cans be selling off the shelves like hotcakes at Home Depot? I mean, why isn't this being promoted? Why are we only hearing about this from you?
Because scientists, I think, are scared of sort of anything that points to catastrophe or disasters because...
Hold on, Sam. There's a lot of scientists that are promoting the global warming theory, saying that basically the entire world is going to be underwater once the polar ice melts. Well, that definitely is a catastrophe.
Okay, you know, let me put that aside just for now because I think that would take us completely off topic. In a lot of fields, in some ways, by challenging the established theories, by presenting evidence that upturns long-held ideas and creates the potential for catastrophic events, that's viewed, I think, as emotional by a lot of scientists, and you're not supposed to have emotion in science, so they tend to shy away from it because they're afraid of the ridicule. And I think with global warming, that's sort of...
So are these scientists secretly getting prepared for this? I mean, are you saying that they believe this, but they're afraid to talk about it? So they're just going to let everybody have their electronic devices, you know, disabled?
There are some scientists who talk about it. I don't think that they're putting all of the pieces together. I think they're operating under sort of an environment that's an assumption about the universe that is not valid. And out of that, they're sort of, not realizing the full potential of of the universe that we're living in.
Well, call me a skeptic, but tell me more about the UFO thing. So there's like some tablets that have been released by the Mexican government, allegedly. Go ahead.
Early this year, they did that. And what the tablets show are planets, the sun, the moon, the earth, and these little classic flying saucer shapes flying out of it. And there's, in one case, a call out that shows the little bubble on top with a man, a little being in there to make, you know, so it's perfectly clear that there's somebody in this little ship thing that's flying out of the sun. And on the other one, it shows a triangle, a dark triangle on the sun that the ship is flying out of. Well, a few months after that, you can go on YouTube and search SOHO black triangle. This huge oblong triangle appeared on the sun and then disappeared. They've never seen anything like that. It just, you know, happened, and nothing has happened like it since until this week, where three solar or sunspots appeared in the shape of a perfect triangle as well, or pretty close to it. And so that's something that's rather unusual as well. So
what do you think that means? I mean, are the aliens preparing to invade on Friday, or what's going on?
I don't think so. But, you know, I think what it points out is that whatever this meant, the triangles appearing on the sun, it was significant enough for them to make this tablet and put it away somewhere safe for future generations.
Why is the Mexican government releasing it in 2012?
You know, good question. Maybe there was a documentary film crew that went down there and was working on this, so it may be part of that they're putting this information out. You know, it may be related to 2012 and the end of the Maya calendar.
Are you doing anything to get ready for Friday? Or you didn't say the world was going to end. You just think there's going to be a consciousness shift, right?
I think it's much bigger than that. I think there will be some earth changes down the road, but it's not something. The day is really a window. It's sort of a shift into a new period that I think will have some turmoil and some earth changes. I think the sun affects the weather on the earth, and I'll call in and talk about that another time and really explain how I think the earth is actually expanding.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sam. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, Daryl, are you convinced? Are you going to go get a trash can?
No. I do agree, though, that the sun affects the weather on Earth because every morning, you know, it brightens up the sky.
Burns off clouds.
Yeah.
Things like that. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not going to go either. And maybe, you know, maybe some solar flare will happen and all of our technology will be disabled and Sam will be getting the, you know, he'll be getting the last laugh on that that point. Of course, we'll never be able to talk to him again because all of our phone lines will be completely kaputs and we won't be able to do a show anymore at that point. God, what'll I do with my life if that happens? More coming up. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them, and we give them away, including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first, likely, if you're on the news updates list. You can follow us via email, also Twitter and Facebook, over at news.freetalklive.com. Email will receive the most important news about the show. Twitter and Facebook receive that as well, plus updates during the show, where we'll sometimes post show prep, observations, questions for you to respond to, and maybe share those on the air as well. So go to news.freetalklive.com and enjoy. It's all free, of course, news.freetalklive.com. We were talking with Sam a moment ago about kind of a theory, scientific, perhaps, theory involving solar flares, where they allegedly could possibly provide some sort of a disabling of electronic devices.
And the gateway for the aliens.
And he did end up tying it into to aliens. But, you know, just the first part was, it's really hard to take it seriously. I mean, I love Sam. I know him personally. He moved here to New Hampshire for a while before deciding to move to Texas, where he's building a farm and, you know, kind of preparing for a disaster. And I just don't live in that world. I don't want to live in that world. I think it makes sense to be prepared to some extent, like we mentioned before, buyemergencyfoods.com. I mean, it's just sensible to have some food around for a natural disaster or something like that. Those things can happen. But to prepare for, you know, some kind of solar flares that are supposedly going to disable electronic devices, it seems to me that you can go too far with it. And I don't know, maybe Sam's right, and we're all going to have our cell phones shut off, and, you know, we're not going to be able to use the Internet at some point, in which case, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Our board operator came up with a great point. What's the point in putting radios in the metal trash can if you're not going to be able to listen to anything when you take it out?
You're not putting in a receiving radio. You're putting in your two-way transmission radio in the hopes that somebody else also had
a metal
transmitting radio in a metal trash can.
In which case...
And then you have to hope that they're within the radius
range
of, you know,
yeah, because
your
the repeaters
broadcast
are gonna be
ability.
Down. I mean, because, right, that's a great point, because I know a thing or two about two-way radio transmission, and, like, ham radio operators have these things called repeaters, where if you are transmitting in a certain area and you're on the channel that the repeater is on, it will then repeat your transmission at a higher wattage so more people can hear it. Because if you're just on the ground with a two-way radio, a handheld, you're not going to be able to talk very far with it. So the repeater extends your range and makes it more likely that somebody will be able to pick up your transmission. But those repeaters aren't sitting in metal cages, so if the solar flare thing happens, as Sam is predicting, that all of the repeaters will be taken out. So you'll only be restricted to who can hear your handheld
unless
receiver.
Unless you can build a big, giant, metal trash can container type thing in less
for the
than
repeater?
8 minutes to cover the repeater.
Right. So odds are good you're not going to be able to talk to anyone. And let's say that the
wouldn't
very...
the solar flare knock out all of the electronics on the UFO spaceship?
Well, in theory, they would be smart enough to build their electrical devices to stop that from happening. I mean, if what Sam says is true, the aliens are somehow close to the sun, so would the solar flares would affect them greater, I would think, than they would here on the Earth. But, you know, putting that aside, just the practicality or the impracticality of all this, looking at that aspect of it, I think is interesting and instructive. You know, I don't want to, again, I don't want to live into that future. I don't want to prepare for that future because I think it's a scary future and
yeah.
one in which I don't want to even believe is a realistic possibility for my life here. But let's say that the unexpected does occur and that Sam's absolutely right. And this, you know, solar flare strikes, electronics are taken out. Sam is able to open his trash can and remove from it the various electronic devices that he has stowed away in there. But what good will those electronic devices do if there's no one else with which you can interact with? Like, if the Internet's been shut down by this, what good is putting a laptop with a flash drive in there if nobody else can talk to you?
He can write his memoirs, and in 1,000 years, somebody can uncover this thing, and they'll once again have invented the computer. And then they'll be able to read the memoirs from the flash drive.
I suppose that's possible. And
assuming that they use the same file types and...
You can, I suppose, you know, if you actually had put a two-way radio in this trash can and someone else who's living within the very limited transmission range of the two-way radio has also done that, I suppose you could then say hello to them and talk to them about stuff. But that's about it, right? Like, you wouldn't really be able to talk to very many people.
Right, but you could then plan on how to go hunt some deer and then get food. Although, if you've taken the time to store all of your electronics under a metal trash can, you've already gone to buyemergencyfoods.com. And you have your year supply of food, and you don't want anybody knowing where you are
so,
because they'll try to steal your stuff.
Possibility. Let's go to Jim. He's in Indy listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. As always, great conversation in the evening. I guess we'll have to update the Chris Farley line, so I live under a trash can down by the river. I don't want to knock this guy, but what I thought was interesting, and maybe you guys might agree with this, but we live in a society that is just so vulnerable to being spooked. You know, every day in the paper, and you guys got them on this because you made the comment about global warming, you know, and what is that doing to people? And since so many people out there, and this is what scares me, and I know it scares you guys too, don't take the time to read. Don't take the time to learn stuff. They're really vulnerable to these things. And there you go. There goes the paranoia. There goes all this stuff. Hence, we're talking about Friday with the Mayan calendar.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but Sam has taken time to read. In fact, he's taken so much time and read so much, you know, he's got all kinds of information that I barely even have a grasp on. It's just that the stuff he's reading tends to be of a paranoid nature and of a, you know, worst-case scenario kind of nature. And I don't really like that, you know, that's not the mindset that that makes me feel good.
But don't you think, though, and okay, credit to him for educating himself, but then there's the rub, though. You got a guy like him who does take the time to read, and, you know, you may question what he's reading and what he's filling his mind with, but then he's talking to people out there that are watching The View. He's talking to people that go to TMZ to get their news, you know? So how does that balance out? Where you can have, he can have a rational conversation with some of these people, you know? It just seems we're very askew, and I think that just leads to problems. And, you know, that's where I just wish people would taking the time to pay attention to things and not go with sound bites. Maybe take the time to read a book from time to time and learn something.
Good suggestions, yeah. Jim, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Cole is listening in Austin to GCN Live online. Go ahead, Cole.
Okay. I'm an electronics communications technician by trade.
Okay.
The thing is, with a lot of systems, they have a safeguard in effect to their filters they install online for the transmission. And then you can harden the actual device from the thing, and then once the EMP goes off, you just change the filter out, and it works again. So,
are you saying that we don't have anything to be concerned about regarding solar flares, or is Sam, you know, is he on anything there?
Well, Sam is definitely on something, because most of the consumer electronics do not have capability built into them. You look at a lot of the spacecraft and everything; they're radiation hardened, so that. You know, satellites and stuff like that have safeguards against.
Are you afraid of solar flares affecting electronic devices?
I wouldn't say I'm afraid of it, but I am aware of the dynamics of what that would look like.
So have you, haven't gone out and taken these drastic preparation measures?
Well, I mean, you can only prepare for what you can afford, really.
As a professional, if you've got more you want to share, hang on. 855-450-FREE. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We've got enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them to you, so enjoy them on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today, over at amp.freetalklive.com, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, you can help us get on more radio stations around the country. More internet listeners will bring them on board as well and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. That's what it's about, because we're, unfortunately, at this time, maybe that will change in the future, but at this time, we're the only nationally syndicated radio program advocating anything like principled ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out there. It makes a big difference for us, and you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can help us out. One of the things that I do is I spend some of my money and get on this Galaxy 19 satellite, which distributes our signal all across North America. Of course, we're also on the Internet, where anyone around the globe can listen. But if what Sam says is, he believes is going to happen, actually happens, then all of that will get shut down. The satellites will be taken out. The Internet will be inaccessible, and we'll be off the air because also all the transmitters on the radio stations. We will have no more show, basically, at that point. And I don't know what I would do in that case.
You would invite all of your friends to come over and sit in the studio and we'd just chat back and forth.
Not the same. It's just not the same as knowing that anybody out there can tune into the show if they would like. Now, Cole is listening in Austin, and you said that you are a telecommunications specialist by trade, and you're not as worried as Sam is about the solar flares.
Well, it is a legitimate threat. That's true. But as far as comprehensive knockout, that's just not realistic.
Is it a legitimate threat, or is it a likely threat?
Well, I mean, likelihood depends on who's threatening you, I guess.
Well, in this case, the theory is that the solar flares are going to be worse than they normally are, and so therefore could be, you know, taking out electronic devices with some kind of radiation.
Right, right. Just as if you looked at too bright of a light, you would lose your sight.
Mm-hmm.
If your electronics are in the shadow of this burst of electromagnetic radiation, they're not going to be severely affected, or they may not get the bands that will interfere with the electronics in it.
When you say in the shadow, do you mean that the side of the Earth that's facing the sun will only be affected and that the other side will not, or that these things... I'm confused.
All right, well, it really depends on how long the bright light that would blind these devices was shining.
I see. And what is the likelihood of that? I mean, how long does one of these solar flares last?
They can last as long as the sun puts them out. I mean, that's not really...
So it could be for a whole day then, and that would blow out the whole Earth?
Could be for all of eternity.
For all of eternity, yes.
But that said, you don't believe it's likely because, as a telecommunications specialist, have you gone and put your electronic devices in a Faraday cage?
No, but any electronic device I find highly valuable, I would, you know, protect it in a Faraday cage for a backup if I thought that there was a chance of it supporting systems being available after the fallout, if you will.
Do you think that is, I mean, have you done that?
No, I don't have contingency electronic devices stored in Faraday cages, if that's what you're
asking. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, you said that you're a technological, you know, you do communications for a living, and I just wondered if you were taking any of this as seriously as Sam appears to, and it doesn't sound like that you are.
Again, it is a legitimate threat. There's a 100% chance that if you expose your electronics to the bands that will disrupt them, then they won't work after that. That's right.
But you yourself have not done anything to protect your own personal electronic devices.
I would say I have. I have
you
a
have.
Library. I have knowledge, so I can restore, repair, or build new devices if that did happen.
Right. Okay. So I'm not a scientist. I don't know how all this works. You're saying that after some kind of a electromagnetic pulse event, which shuts down electronic devices, that electronic devices could be somehow restored?
All right. So every conductor has a resonance frequency, right? And if you discharge a high amplitude waveform of that specific energy, it will resonate with that device. It will fry it, just as though you plugged a 110 device into a 220 outlet.
Okay.
Now, if you're not completely rendered useless, you know, parts of those devices will be salvageable if they weren't fried during this event.
But what is the likelihood of one of these events happening?
Well, I really don't have the statistics on all that. I can't tell you.
I don't think anybody knows. I mean, well, we know that solar flares happen. The suggestion is that these would be worse than normal, and so therefore would cause this disruption on the ground here.
Well, if we had mass coronal ejection lasting for a period of 3 days, yes, it would severely devastate all the electronics that were not shielded from that radiation. It would render them useless.
And as you said, consumer electronics are not shielded from this this sort of thing, and so therefore... That could be devastating, but thank you for the call, Cole. I appreciate hearing from you. It sounded like on one hand he was suggesting this was possible.
It's possible. If we have this solar flare that lasts for 3 days, then, yeah, electronics are going to, you know, be useless.
But he himself...
But it's very unlikely that will happen.
He himself has taken no steps to protect, as a professional in the trade, he himself has done nothing to protect his electronic devices, which tells me that he doesn't think it's very likely.
Right.
Because if you thought it was likely that everything was going to go zap, tomorrow, then you'd do something about it.
Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more. You can go and find all manner of predictions. The folks over at naturalnews.com have a fear-mongering article here about how they believe civilization will end, which they suggest could come from some sort of electromagnetic pulse like we're talking about here, saying that all communications will be obliterated. What would happen in a world with no electricity? And then
carrier pigeons.
And then they talk talk about how it would be complete chaos, looting, violent crime, and runaway fires. And I don't doubt that. I mean, in a world without electricity, people are going to freak out and probably freeze to death as well. I mean, it yeah. would not be good to be in New Hampshire during the wintertime with no electricity.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have the wherewithal or the ability to begin imagining what survival would be like in a wintertime environment without the ability to, you know, burn oil and things
build
like that.
Fires in the basement and contain it to where the smoke goes up the little stairway. What is that little stairwell called that goes from the outside into the basement?
That's the bulkhead.
Yeah, we don't have those.
In the south.
Down south.
Right.
It's like there's a little stairway. It looks almost like what you would think a tornado shelter
yeah.
type thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think that you can really do that, Daryl, build a fire in a basement. That's not.
Oh,
really
yeah, code enforcer would come over. No, we already have enough problems.
I just don't think that's going to cut it. I mean, you're not going to be able to direct the smoke out the bulkhead. That's just not going to happen. You would probably have a very difficult time with that. And also, you know, everybody would be rushing to get all the wood, too. So you'd have a real dangerous situation where all of a sudden, you know, every house that never needed wood needs the wood, because most of the houses are using non-wood-based heating, like oil, and for that, you've got to have something, you know, that can burn that oil and do it
yeah.
to the point where, you know, it would be really bad. I don't know what I would, I don't know if I want to live in that world. You know, I don't know if I would want to live in the world where it's only about survival. Because what's the point?
So, would you kill yourself?
I don't
or
know.
Would you go to Costa Rica?
I would probably try to make it down south or something like that, but then so would everyone else, and it would be a, you know, it could be a real nasty situation.
Free State Bermuda.
I don't, you know, thinking about it, trying to even think about it is, it's mind-boggling. I might take my own life at some point, you know, because I don't know what the point of life would be. I mean, if all it is just barely scraping by from one day to the next and having to spend all of your time just, you know, scavenging nuts and berries and killing small animals in order to cook them over a spit, I don't want to live in the caveman world.
There aren't nuts that grow in New Hampshire.
No, I'm just saying
unless
in general.
You're talking about some of the natives that really don't like us.
I'm just saying in general. I would have a real tough time with that. And that's why I don't want to even think
Hunter
about that
and
future.
Gatherer
don't
does
want to
not
even
sound fun.
Don't, right. That's not the world I was born into. It's not the one I'm meant for, you know? And we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, unless of course the world is. See you.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.